Hey, if you like the content we're putting out at punninggame.com, don't forget to support us. Head to patreon.com/punninggame. And here's your episode of the day.
Gentlemen, like John Cena, I'm just gonna come in and
Let me tell you something here, brother. I'm gonna take John Cena right down to the ring, and I'm gonna rip his head off, and I'm gonna rip him off like the bumper of that Cadillac, Jack.
I'm gonna rip him off harder than Bella the Bella Twin ripped that ring off her ring finger and threw it in his face.
I don't even, like, some people were really... Oh my God, I can't believe this has happened. I was like, I really don't fucking care. Like,
seriously, I don't know why they make those announcements.
You want me to feel bad for John Cena that he's not getting married? You want me to feel bad for that dude? The dude is worth a fuckload of money, is chiseled and jacked, and probably could get any girl he wants. You want me to feel bad for that guy? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, he's just gonna one day just be like, yo, he's gonna say he's pansexual or that's the weird thing. Just be like, yo, I'm opening the beautiful people's club.
I fuck everybody.
Yeah, and he's super selective. So he's just got like the snootiest, oh, this is for beautiful people only.
Yeah, and you know what? It's never fun. I'm sure a breakup, even at that level of celebrity or whatever, sucks, but like, I just love, like, tabloid journalism, like TMZ and shit like that, how they basically are invading people's lives and just airing out their shit that, like, could you imagine if your good friends, like, when you went through your divorce, just told everybody on Facebook that you were getting divorced before you told anybody else?
That'd be fucked. Yeah, they're just outing me
for
fucking...
Yo, Nathan's ex-wife totally is breaking up to him, and here's 7 reasons why.
Here's the top 7 reasons why.
Oh, no. And then on the uptick...
Nate's revenge tour is really fucking everything up, and I mean that literally.
It's just like one of those shitty TMZ segments, like, have you ever showed up to your house empty with all your possessions gone? Well, this new bachelor just hit that blow.
Oh, yeah, that's where the cha-cha-cha comes in.
You premature cha-cha, which is one reason why she was left you, which is part of that top 7. Sorry, I'm on one right now.
I felt that full 7, though. Right in the ass.
I'm sorry. I feel kind of bad about that, but no, I don't because it's really
I
funny.
Don't feel bad about that at all. And that's okay.
I've been listening to some podcasts that are very politically correct and take shots.
It's okay. You go ahead and take all the shots you want. I'm not the one that ate away my problems.
Ah, there you go. See? So you're healing now. This is how we heal, Nathan.
Just through shaming each other.
Shaming. Yeah, I ate away from my problems. I'm sorry.
Shame. No, I mean, come on. I mean, it was the best thing in the world that ever happened to me, which is funny because when that whole deal went on, I had so many people, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm fucking happy. What's wrong with you? Like,
you're just walking down the street.
Oh, no. It's amazing how many people. Why is that a guttural response of people to anybody that breaks up, gets divorced, and go, well, breaking up, I could see maybe you were happy. But generally in a divorce, as was my situation, I was a miserable human husk walking around. And then all of a sudden, somebody gave me a gift.
I can only speak from what I think people might think on that situation about that is when you hear about like a marriage is a very serious commitment, obviously.
Well, to some people, not so much apparently to others, but hey,
not to John Cena.
Well, they never see
John
him.
Cena's out there crushing puss.
It doesn't count because no one saw him crushing the other puss.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's a huge commitment for most people. And I think when you hear somebody failing at it, or like it's an ultimate promise that the government gets involved with. And And so people are like, oh my God, like, you were so happy that you wanted to spend the rest of your lives together, and now you don't. And, like, they don't see how miserable you are because they don't see you every day, or, like, they don't see the behind the curtains of the relationship. It's like you don't see the back behind the curtains of any of your friends' relationships. Like, you don't even see that really with your parents' relationships most of the time, you know what I mean? And you live in the same fucking house.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So I think it's just one of those things you assume that, especially when you get married, which you try your damnedest is to make it work. Unfortunately,
you do. But unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen that are listening that aren't yet married, don't ever sign a forever contract. That always sounds bad. If I give you a contract and say, hey, you're going to owe me some shit the rest of your life, you're going to tell me to go fuck myself. Rightfully so. But for some reason, people just jump all through these hoops. They're just like, I'm going to sign this forever contract, and then all of a sudden I've got all this baggage attached to me. That's great.
That's why you buy forever insurance, Nathan, called prenub.
Oh, prenub? Like, you just made it sound like I just said, hey, you could get this insurance, but I need one of your fingers, only half of it.
Yeah. Hey, this is prenub, man. Like, you get full life insurance, but we get one of your arms.
Yeah, it's just, hey... Yeah, that's only for, like, the $1 million policies.
They do that because now that's how they get people to donate, like, parts to, like, wounded kids. It's like, yeah, we'll cover anything that happens to you later, but you got to lose one so we can give it to the little Timmy over here.
What, do you like to run? Use your hands? The reason I'm asking is we could take an arm or half the leg. It's really
There's a Somali pilot. Pirate who's really gunning for your hands.
Oh, that'd be terrifying. A Somali pilot? Man, they've got some classes.
Yeah, they bomb harder than the Japanese pilots. Ba-bow!
Ooh, man, that was a hard-hitting joke.
You mean a bomb-bursting joke.
Mmm. Man.
Woo. It's a real kamikaze of a zinger.
Yes, yes. You could say that, yeah. Okay, I got nothing.
Yeah, I know you didn't. I was just gonna letting you flap out there in the wind. I was like, I'm not gonna save him.
Well, that's usually what I do, and then I just skied all over the place.
Ski
flapping all over the wind. But
I don't. Okay, we started off talking about, I don't remember, there was something wrestling. I thought we brought up wrestling. Yeah, so I just didn't. I don't get why, like, TMZ and stuff they're so into that. Culture. I don't get it's isn't that weird though? So, like, we just talked about. So, like, your friends and family think it's such a horrible thing that you got divorced, but then, even though it's a happy thing for you, but then people don't give two shits that John Cena isn't gonna get married to his longtime fiance. You know what I mean? It's just, it's really weird how, like, there's just this. The cultural shift, like, just anybody above you, you want them to just, like, no, you can't be happy.
Yeah, you want, like, the worst of what you could find. Because, like, you go through there, and I'm sorry, but that's the way it is, because you go through there, and everybody is like, oh, well, I feel like dog shit, and these people are beautiful. I hope they fucking hate each other.
Well, why don't you get on a treadmill, fatty, and start running if you want to be hotter like John Cena?
Hey, that is... I am beautiful. The people on BB People Me tell me so.
BB People Me? Is that your new, like, undercover blog, Nathan, so you can weed out SJWs?
Just, hey, guys, let's meet up on BB People Meet. And no, it is a legitimate thing, and it ties all into this.
How oh, man, I was hoping I could use that transition to use my topic, but
no,
you go for it.
The reason is, so I'm sitting at work. One of my compadres I have to work with to do certain items is on.
You have a holy father who works with you?
Yes.
The padres come over like, bless your human resource work.
Bless this human
now,
resource
excuse me
worker
while I go
to
touch
the,
somebody in the bathroom.
I just need... the time alone to stare at my computer screen. He was trying to show me something, lowers the screen. He's on BB People Meet. Big, beautiful people meet.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is a legit website. I immediately turned on my phone and Went to the, what is that, that fucking weird browser where it doesn't cache everything.
Was this a dude who was on this website?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm guessing he's actually not a big dude. He's on there because he has a weird fetish.
Oh, he's a big dude.
Ah, damn it. But, I was hoping it was like some skinny IT nerd who likes to get dominated on the side.
No, but weirder yet.
I've watched too many porns,
so,
man.
So, to tie it all together, this dude's totally married.
Oh, boy.
So I'm putting this out there for TMZ, baby. Woo!
That's... big. So he's on... Oh, is he just trying to, like, be part of a community to make himself feel better?
I don't know, man. It's weird because you see all this stuff go on, and then I'm like, hey, what the fuck are you... on a work computer? Really? Come on,
dude,
man.
People don't understand boundaries anymore, man. You used to know you don't do personal things on a computer at work. Like, I guess, but then I say that, but I wonder, does, like, watching YouTube videos that I like or music videos at work, is that too personal? Because I feel like you could probably find something there that you probably be like, you shouldn't be watching that at
it's
work.
It's definitely frowned upon.
Well, they didn't tell me I can't, which... They've actually, YouTube's restricted mode now is so, like, goddamn heavy that, like, if you aren't signed in, which I'm not going to sign into a personal account at work, you know, that I don't use YouTube hardly ever anymore. I just use all these podcast apps that I have.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but, there's no boundary, though, at work anymore. You see people doing personal banking and shit sometimes at work.
What?
Yeah, you never, like, seen somebody, like, be on their fucking, like, you just walk by the computer and happen to see them, like, looking at their bank account?
Oh, no, the person in front of me that always does that. I can see exactly how much that person makes and how terrible they are with their money.
Yeah, well, that's most people. And that's due to the education system. See, we don't teach our kids in school how to balance a checkbook. No. I don't get, like... People have zero boundaries at work. Like, have you ever, the, like, conversations that go on, there's no separation from personal life and professional life, and a lot of that's probably due to social media.
Yeah, they're but, all like, sitting on BB People Meet and just checking it out and just chilling, like, yo, how you doing?
I am a person.
Yo, guess what? I saw this dude running on a treadmill, and I was like, it's so gauche, and I just ate my chocolate donuts, like, that dude's a bitch.
It's just him talking shit on fit people.
Yes, like that's the whole thing is them just dishing on it. Like the way they're
just like a bunch of catty bitches at brunch.
Yes, it's like so.
Except
I was,
they got like a fucking stack of flapjacks. Like I saw this one dude riding his bike saying he was getting ready for a triathlon.
I was
what a bitch.
We were at Cheeseburgers in Paradise. I was sitting here at Cheeseburgers in Paradise eating my cheeseburger in Paradise, and this asshole had the nerve to order a salad? What a douche. Go eat the grass off the lawn.
I'll tell you what. I'll eat a salad when I'm stranded on a desert island that's Paradise. Then I'll eat a salad.
They made this food this delicious for a reason, and everybody tells me I'm as beautiful as I feel.
God wouldn't have made this if he didn't want me to eat it.
That's right. He wouldn't have told everybody that, hey, you need to listen to Queen Bey, because she puts out the power of body imagery.
You mean the chick who probably works out 6 hours a fucking day?
Have you noticed who's listening to her? Like, I'm like, you guys got it twisted. Like, what?
Yeah, and also the fun fact that, hey, Beyonce has good fucking genes.
Yeah, she do.
Well, that's just dude,
I mean,
people
it's
don't
true.
Acknowledge that's a fact. That's a factor in what your body's like. Like, I'll probably never have six-pack abs. You know why? Look at my parents. Look at my grandparents. It's just nominally, that's probably not going to happen. I would literally have to basically stop eating or change up my diet so goddamn hard it would never happen. Yeah, but I'm physically fit enough because I do the right things.
Yeah, but even that being said, our genes and our family, we could eat like a fucking dump truck. We're not going to blow up.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Well, without... Well, okay, yeah. If you just sat on your couch and went, Dad, you know what? Fucking getting fat. Look at me. Yeah, you're getting fat.
Yeah. It definitely... But getting fat doesn't take effort, you know what I mean?
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. Bill Burr, if you got sit on
the great
couch.
Bill Burr has covered that.
Yeah. No. And that. Speaking of that, I mean, we're recording a little bit earlier than we normally do. So, and before we started this, I just had a, what is that, one entree meal from Hy-Vee. You get that shit, and it's fucking
Dude,
delicious.
I did the same thing. That's
it's
too
great,
funny.
But I ate it in 5 minutes, not unlike a fucking pelican. Like, I just...
Oh, yeah, no. I shoveled it in like I was a goddamn hog.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, cool. I ate terrible. Great.
Yeah, but I also worked out this morning, and I'm going to work out again tomorrow morning, and the next day, and the next day.
Well, I got these class things going on, so I'm not working out for 3 days. It's pretty fucking shitty. But
oh, dude, that's the worst, because then when you try to go run for the first time in a long time, you just your legs feel like they're just going to give out.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the worst thing, because all of a sudden it's like a fucking... What is that? The tabletop spinner, because my upper body's just like, oh, cool, you fucking weird pelican man. You ate too much. You can't run now.
Yeah. You know, I just, like, big, beautiful people, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I saw something in a bathroom that kind of irked me the other day. You know, I went into this restaurant.
Oh, I love irking myself off.
And I went into the bathroom, and I, you know, did my business. First of all, saw some ingenuity in this bathroom, so I was kind of giving it praise. And then they had an equalizer. I was like, "Eh, now you're just back down on par level." They underneath the urinals, they had a grate with ice in it.
Okay, ooh, and I was like fancy.
It's awesome, because if you've ever heard me talk before, there's one thing that bothers me about a lot of urinals is there's always drippage and a puddle at the base of the goddamn urinal. It's always like right around the floor, right there, there's drips, because nobody knows how to shake their dick, apparently.
Oh, yeah, that's impossible.
Yeah, and so they were like, you know what? We don't want this fucking garbage in our restaurant. So what'd they do? They built a grate that's like 2 inches deep. And then it was that just caked with ice, and so if it happened, you would never know. You were just standing on the grate, and if you shook and it didn't go in there, bam, it hits the grate and the ice, and it's gone. Kudos to you. Kudos to ingenuity, guys.
I mean, I don't understand the whole thing about ice, though, because I've seen people the way they put ice in the fucking in the urinal itself. They don't just put it on the floor.
I think it's this one was just I wonder if it's just because it uses less water then you don't have to run water all day. Because otherwise in that grate, like you're not going to have enough, like, excess, you know, drippage to, like, make it all funnel down in there.
You just tell every, 20-second person that walks in there, yo, hey, go at the end of the wall and just piss straight into that drain. We need to flush
this down.
There's
just a giant red light flashing when it's time for that somebody to piss on the side of the wall.
You get the hat and fucking shit to walk in there. Congratulations! You won the right to go down the slippery piss trail.
You're the 100th pisser today.
Oh, man. That sounds like a fun restaurant.
Yeah.
I can get behind this.
But I was genuinely... like impressed by that, so much so that I went out to the table people I was with and said, dude, you're not gonna believe this. If that doesn't speak to how white trash I kind of am, I don't know what does.
Dude, you guys aren't gonna believe this. I found out where they put all our excess ice.
Bro, they got a trough.
Hey, you need some ice? I'll go fill it up for you.
So the thing that bothered me, so I turn around and go to use the bathroom, right?
Okay. Please tell me you just pissed.
Or not use
the
bathroom, but use the sink. Oh. And I look at, and I go to wash my hands.
There's more ice.
No. Yeah, there's just, I was like, man, this place is obsessed with ice. And then let alone, I walk outside and there's Arnold as Mr. Freeze, like, hey, man, chill out.
Oh, God. Well, that went bad.
Yeah, this got real bad real fast. And I didn't have my bat suit on me. Things got real weird. No, but I went to go wash my hands in the mirror. It was a huge mirror, but in the right by it, right at the base where you turn on the faucet, it said, "You're beautiful."
What?
And I said, "Yeah, you're beautiful." And I was super not happy with that because I'm a man. I want to be handsome. I don't want to be beautiful.
I know. So how did Christina Aguilera get into your bathroom?
I know, right? Dude, what if like you just turn on the faucet and it's like, yeah, I'm beautiful.
It's just, yeah, exactly. It's just drowning the song, literally.
Yeah. Oh, but I was just like, no, this is not right. And I went out to the table later, you know, after I got done washing my hands, and told everybody about said great ingenuity. Get it? And then you couldn't see there as an audio listener. I totally did finger guns.
It's okay. I did an audible rim shot. We're good.
And then I proceeded. Man, I can't talk today.
I thought you were trying to say I critiqued. I stood out of the bathroom and went, I'm going to put a Yelp review on this bathroom.
But, dude, they should just do it. We should make it. There's our $1 million idea for an app, Nathan. We got to make a Yelp review for bathrooms. Yep. I know they make a shit app where you just calculate where you shit, but we need to make apps a review for shitters. Write it down.
2 out of 5 stars. Definitely do not clean every other hour.
This toilet paper fucking sucks. Oh.
My asshole's bleeding. Oh, my God.
If it wasn't for this one guy who was totally just ripping ass the whole time, I would have enjoyed my experience more.
If the other guy was not trying to coach his poo to come out of his butthole, I would have been much better. Without hearing, come on, you know you can do it. Come on!
The bathroom attendant was super nice, but then I got outside and told the manager how impressed I was with him, and he said they didn't have a restroom attendant. 2 stars.
But thanks for the baby wipes.
But I told some of the girls I was there with about that, and they go, oh, well, we don't have that in our restroom. And I was like, I didn't know men needed body positivity now. Like, when did that happen?
Because BB people meet are just fucking putting us down. It's like, hey, it's okay to
order. That's their campaign. That's their graffiti. BBP people meet. Their gang thing is they go into bathrooms and they put like a nice like tempered like sticker on the glass like that.
They put the nice one because then you're like, wait a second. Am I fucking ugly? Like what? Like it's just reverse psychology all over the fucking place. It's like, you totally.
It's like when
You totally need a salad.
Do you get that way? Like, if somebody tells you you look good today, do you get all offended thinking you don't look good?
No, but I'm very quick on the uptake to be like, so what about yesterday? You saw me
and you came in and I saw you wipe your mouth with a Burger King bag.
Oh, well, I mean, I got the stuff out.
I'm sorry, those cinnamonies can be so messy.
Oh, that totally was not dandruff. It was actually just crack rocks.
Crack rocks. I don't get that, man. I just thought it was dumb and misplaced in there. You know, and who are they comparing me that I'm beautiful to? Is it just myself? Am I them?
I'm guessing so, because you're just looking in the mirror, reading this faucet, and you're like, yeah, faucet, you're right. I am fucking beautiful. Because I'm turning you on.
When it comes to... Okay, I have a somewhat weird question I was thinking about the other day. But, some people say you shouldn't compare yourself to other people, right?
Yeah.
Like, in lots of facets of life. But, like, one of the things, like, when people talk about, like, skills you're trying to develop, they say, oh, well, you shouldn't compare yourself to the greatest... people, because they're on a whole nother level and stuff like that. But if you're trying to reach that level, don't you want to compare yourself to them so you start like trying to achieve that thing?
Well, you should always. Whoever's saying that's a fucking idiot. Like,
that's what I was thinking. Okay,
it's like, you know, hey, you want to be the best at this, then your idol should be the best, and you should want to beat anything they've ever done.
Yeah, you should want to supersede them.
Oh, for sure. Like, why?
You think Michael Phelps had like that? Like, I don't even know who the best swimmer was before Michael Phelps.
It was some
dude
called
him.
It was some Pokemon. He was called Torpedo.
Greg Louganis.
It was like his name was Torpedo. He was a Pokemon.
Torpedo.
Like, that was his nickname, so I'm assuming with the name Torpedo, he's either that or some Yu-Gi-Oh card. I don't know how the fucking Olympics worked in the 80s.
What if Michael Phelps, he was like, I'm going to be better than Greg Louganis, and his parents were just like, no, son, you won't ever be. Well, you know what? You're never even going to be able to beat this torpedo missile that you throw underwater in the pool.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, fuck. I like
so you just see 5-year-old Michael Phelps constantly throwing the rocket and trying to beat it to the other end of the pool.
Michael Phelps, how'd you get so good? Well, when I was young, I was just chasing this red rocket all over the place.
And then I was taking massive bong rips.
I whitewalled everything I saw.
And then I ran into a few white walls because I forgot the kick turn at the end.
Oh! But my wheels got white walls on them now.
Man, I didn't realize there were so many white wall references.
Yeah, who knew? Speaking of fucking...
Some might call Trump's wall a white wall.
Ooh.
Hey-o.
Ooh, yes. Speaking of white, Pete Rose.
Oh, dude, my fave.
I died laughing. He owes the IRS $1 million, but he's sitting out in his Rolls Royce with his license plate that says, like, Mr. 300 or something.
Mr. 3000.
Whatever. I don't know what the fuck
probably has all of his hits on there. It's probably a really long one.
I don't know, but it's just funnier than shit to see, like, hey, you got all these taxes? Oh, fuck it.
Well, are you really surprised? I bet you he makes a ton of money gambling every year because he lives in Vegas, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I bet he makes a ton of money in gambling, and he probably, I guarantee you, with like he probably has some credit at a lot of these casinos, but so he never claims it for some weird reason, and then now they're coming after that even though he's never claimed it. Because he just probably takes what he needs to to pay whatever, and he probably has so much money already in the bank. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
I
that
bet
dude
he does, yeah.
Is not hurting for money. I guarantee you all the money he owes is from gambling.
Oh, yeah, he owes, yeah.
Yeah. No, another person that I compared myself to constantly for baseball, because he was Charlie Hustle, and I wanted to be Charlie Hustle.
Did you ever finish your hustle?
No, I did not hustle hard.
Hustle, hustle, hustle hard.
Oh, that's unfortunate. You didn't hustle as hard as Michelle Wolf did when she roasted Sarah Huckabee, and you...
Dude, that wasn't even that bad.
No, the bad part is just watching it, and it's that thing is hilarious. Michelle Wolf, all right, she took it easy. But the best part is just the video, because you watch this fucking just emotionalist ass clown sit up there and not understand what a fucking roast is.
Well, dude, it's not that they didn't understand what a roast is. It's just that it's probably all political posturing. Like, you can't – probably some of it they wanted to laugh at. But it's also you're just getting called a liar constantly every day. Like, it's one thing – like, if you know, like, oh, we were making fun of them this one time, or they're only bringing up my faults this one time. Like, all those people literally hear that every day.
Yeah, that's their damn fault. They're on social media, which I'm sorry. Right. Get the hell off.
Right. No, I don't disagree with that at all. I also just don't think most of the jokes were that funny. And I also think some of those people like misinterpreted the jokes at all. What's really weird is to watch people who are like lefties who insult her all the time try to say you can't make fun of a woman's looks and stuff like that. And it's
it's like bullshit.
What?
That's all you do. You people on your BBW coming after us, and then just fuck you.
Well, not to break down the joke that I didn't write, but I'm pretty sure when she compared her to the character in The Handmaid's Tale, I had to look up this because I've never seen that fucking show.
Yeah, I did
but
the same thing.
She
too.
Was referring to the actions of that person, not her looks.
Oh, well, I had no fucking idea. Like, but
I didn't either. I had to look it up to get the reference, and then I was like, oh, and like I didn't look up a picture until later, but like when everybody was like, it was about her looks, I was like, I assumed it was about the actions. And I don't know. There's
there's a lot that left open to interpretation. The bottom line is that was super PG in terms of the way roasts normally go. And the fact, the only thing that I truly found funny was just looking at the reactions of that table, the main table, where it was just like, have some fucking fun. They don't rip each other. They're stone-faced. Like, I don't understand how comedy works.
I don't think it was that at all. I just didn't think. You don't have to laugh if you don't think it's funny. And also, if you want to play that card that was just a main table, when she started making jokes about the mainstream media, about how they profit from making fun of, or not making fun of, but just talking about Trump all the time, and she's like, you guys say you hate him, but I really think you love him. It's like you're some ex-girlfriend, and she made a joke kind of like that. And she started saying that, and the people stopped laughing when they started getting made fun of themselves. And that's when you saw, I think if she just would have stayed and roasted all the main people that she's, because she works for the Daily Show, which everybody knows leans a certain direction. And, there's just this weird polarization that you can't talk about anybody against your you can't talk about your own people at all. You gotta agree with your side at all times.
That's
why I
can't wait for fucking social media to end. Because social media, when this shit ends, it'll be great. PC culture will die.
Will it? Will it?
I think so, because how the fuck's it going to stay alive with...
I don't think social media will ever die, though. It'll just be new platforms that do it differently.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if it were to die, I believe the PC culture would die, just for the sole fact you don't have these ass clowns out there that's all they have to do. Like, they have nothing better to do than attack people on social media. Like, boom, that's
well,
it.
Well, yeah, it's because you attack people that you... that you feel like have more power than you, and you are scared yourself, I feel like, to do something different with your life to improve you yourself. Like, it's scary making the leap to do anything, like quitting a job to go try to get a new one that would be better, hopefully, for you. It's scary to do. I've done it. It's fucking terrifying. But most of the time, if you're miserable and you try to do something to fix it, it's going to work out way better than just sitting there and stewing in it.
Oh, that's the best option for most people. They just sit there and they're like, I am a fucking miserable wretch.
Why?
You know what
so
I can
do? Be stressed out and live less?
Oh, that's all they
like,
do.
Like, you literally shorten your fucking lifespan by doing that.
Oh, dude, I know so many people that have done that, and they're older, they retire from this place that they've hated their entire life, they die a month after they retire.
Dude, my thing is, too, is like a lot of those people who go online and shit on all of people all the time, are calling people out for stuff they're doing, are normally always the one calling the kettle black. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure, yeah. They want to be on both sides of the fucking story.
And I know we shit on people and talk shit, but how often do we, like, I ripped into you about your divorce in the first 5 minutes of this podcast.
Oh, well, and it's spot on.
But no, that's what's funny is like the people who shit on people constantly are people who are not able to have self-reflection at all.
Oh no. Like it's great. Like you do that to me and I'm like, "Yeah, I made a fucking bad choice. How did I not see that?" Like I just like immediately I look like
then
one
you
of those
have Sarah McLachlan playing cuz you feel like an abused puppy.
In the arms of an angel, just like me. It's just me falling down and crying just like, "Why did I do that?"
Well, you like walk in your place and like everything turns gray and you're like, oh no, not again.
I'm gonna go into the back room and hide away in my special place.
Yeah, but you know, jokes are jokes. I think people blew it up out of proportion, but also at the same time, you know, Michelle Wolf definitely did all this shit on purpose because now everybody's talking to her about her. Like we're talking about her right now. I didn't even know who the fuck she was until this happened.
I never heard of her until this. I'm guessing she's a local DC comic.
No, Nathan. God damn it. Did you not? She's a writer on the Daily Shows, which makes her. I'm pretty sure she's a New York comic. Then.
Yeah, New York. Okay. I heard you. I thought for some reason I thought the Daily Show was in DC.
No.
How much?
That's a Comedy Central thing, which Comedy Central's headquarters is in New York.
Gotcha. That's my fault for being ignorant.
Yeah, you should know these things because, God, you know, you're a TV producer
fucking,
and shit.
Such a stupid fuck. I mean, how did I do this? You know what? I need to go stare at my bathroom mirror and hopefully it says
you need
I'm
to write
beautiful.
CNN and tell them you need to apologize on national TV, you know, letting the people know that you're sorry that you didn't know Comedy Central was in New York.
Okay. Well, as long as they tell me I'm
that's
beautiful.
How everybody apologizes nowadays. Okay. You have to go to CNN.
I subject
CNN,
myself.
Where we air God your apologies.
It. No. Fuck them. I'm going to just go crucify myself on the cross that is BB People Meat.
There you go.
And they can chastise me for not eating all the burgers.
Do you get kicked off BB People Me.me if you like just post a picture of yourself like, hey man, I lost this much weight, and like you're just still part of the community but you're like not fat anymore?
That would be great.
Do like, they just like axe you?
Just go into Photoshop, make yourself fat and be like, I just joined, but just to tell you of all the weight loss tips I can give you. Like just be like the adverse person, be like, oh, for the low price of $5 a month, I'll tell you exactly what I did.
It's virtual genocide on skinny people on BB People Me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's just like, oh no, attack him.
There's just like one dude who's like keeps up all his old photos. He doesn't change. And then he runs into one of the dudes at like a kale shop.
Oh, fuck that.
And he's
dude,
like, oh, Tim. Kale. And he's like, what happened to you, Kevin? You're not like your pictures anymore. He's like, no, you can't tell everybody. And he just like rats him out like he's a fucking Nazi police.
Were you wearing a fucking fat... Kevin, were you wearing a fat suit? That is so
no.
offensive trying to fit in.
You're culturally appropriating me. I was thinking the other day, can I culturally appropriate outrage culture?
Yes.
How do I do that?
Well, apparently, you get a vehicle and you drive into a way. Whoa!
Yeah, that dude took it to a whole new extreme.
Yeah, I mean, so let's back it up. We probably don't want to appropriate that one.
No, that's too much.
Let's see. Well, are there? I mean, do you go to screamo music right away?
Culturally appropriate screamo music?
I mean, they're kind of. Similar, I mean, you gotta get your, I don't know. How would you appropriate this?
So I'm trying to, SJW, I want to appropriate outrage culture.
Yes.
What if I what? Just started complaining about, what's the most, like, the most non-culture thing that you can appropriate.
Ooh, so what if you went into bathrooms and wrote "You're beautiful" on unassuming locations?
That's perfect.
Yeah.
We win. Well, guys, well, flunkies, you now know your fucking duty for next week. We want photos of all of your writings on bathroom windows. Windows and mirrors. We got to do both.
Yes. So people come up and they're like, those fucking kids are... actually kind of sweet. Like, just they're getting really angry, but all you wrote is words of encouragements or compliments.
It's like, it's just like reinforcing something. There's like, I don't know why all the negative energy's going away. I feel like I'm being robbed.
Those damn kids came in here. What'd they write? I support DARE.
Oh, that's great. That's funny.
But I did find a pipe in the trash can.
What, is there any brez left in that?
Hey, man, let's just go freebasing. Who gives a fuck?
It's not. We're part of the union anyway. We can't get fired.
What are they going to do?
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend, man?
Not much. I fucking had some... Oh, shit. I forgot to tell you this. This happened last week at work. We fucking had a bags tourney, right?
All right.
So we got this whole tournament where you got to go play in this fucking bullshit room. It's small, whatever. And we get down to the semifinals. And my partner's gone, so I got somebody.
Did you get a semi during the semi?
Oh, yeah. Full mass. No, I was just telling him it was the style of the pants.
Full tilt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was really using it, you know, to wag back and forth to figure out, you know, the better direction to throw. The tournament comes down to me and two other people. To make it really short, I lost. But how I lost was funny because, A, I threw the bag, landed on top of theirs, knocked theirs into the hole, mine goes off, they win. So I just go, well, game, turn around, walk out. And somebody's like, oh, you're not even going to give me a high five? I go, I'm a sore loser, and walk off. And my back's to them. I raise my hand like I'm asking a question. And you know how you do that wave off when they're looking at the back of your hand? Like you just kind of flick it back and forth?
Yeah, the little...
Yeah.
The one-turn wrist flick?
Yeah. So I did that, and I walk off. And then I hear, you are the biggest asshole. I'm like, what are you talking about? We had to put away those boards, those bags, set up all four tables that were in this conference room, then reseat all these chairs.
I was hoping you got an email from HR saying, we here don't like to, you know, exclude people even when they lose. You know, you need to congratulate the winner. Like, you're like, this is the first time I've ever heard of losers having to make sure winners feel confident.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Fuck you, winners.
Like, wow, we have gone full circle on this cultural appropriation thing.
You don't get a trophy, though. Well, then fuck everything.
It's like, what, Nathan, you just turn, like, at first you're about to get angry, and then you go, wait, this is all I've been wanting. Yes.
Yes.
It just took me falling in order to get what I needed and always wanted.
You get up there, and they've tricked you completely. All it is so you get a participation medal.
God damn it.
Motherfucker. And you just... storm
and then
out.
Proceeded to torch the whole room.
And then he got really mad and just kept writing, you're beautiful, on everything. Really broke
talking
him.
About his red stapler.
He told me the squirrels were married. I don't know. It's just really fucking
But
weird.
You had to set up, so they had to set up all the tables, and they were furious about
Oh, they
it.
Were.
Oh, my God, the tables.
So I was just like,
oh, the tables
sucks.
Had four legs, and they were rounded. Oh, my God, they were everywhere.
Hey, don't be critiquing BBWs like that.
I had to use motor skills to do something, and other put food in my face.
I don't know why you guys
deeply appalled by this.
Why do you call it a pie hole, guys? It's a joke. Every time you say that, I'm just looking for macadamia nut pie.
Hello, my name's Cletus, and every time you say that I'm stuffing my pie hole, I die a little on the inside. Not metaphorically, I mean literally, because I'm clogging my arteries.
Oh, God. It's okay, because as I get fatter, they'll insert pig organs, which is very fitting.
Oh, man. Yeah, this feels good. So they had to clean up all the tables, and is that the end of the story? Is that the payoff?
So that was the end of it. No, I ended up getting talked to by some other people. Like, hey, how'd you just walk out? I'm like, and this is how I found out. Is somebody coming up. I'm like, because I lost, and it was my fault, and I was pissed. So, and I just looked at him, I go, would you rather me give them the bird and say, fuck you all? And like, what? And I go, I'm a really competitive person, so get over it. Because I'm like, I made myself lose. I'm pissed. Like, fuck this.
Fuck your tables.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to throw one of those bag tables. Fuck it, bitch. But yeah, you know, you gotta be nice.
I can't believe they came back and complained to you about that.
Oh, I can.
That's kind
of the culture.
Like, and that's just, oh my, like that. Oh, you had to put away tables and put away bags. You know what you didn't have to do? Sit at your soul crushing desk for 15 more minutes. How about that? That's what you should have done. Is explain to them. You know what I did for you right there? I made it so you don't have to come back here and work.
You come to ask me to apologize? How about you get down and grovel before me, peasant? I gave you 15 more minutes. Go fuck yourself.
Now go get me a Diet Coke, bitch.
A diet? What the fuck? No.
Well, we don't want to be bbpeople.me. I don't want to be on that website.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make you have a fucking... No.
No, it's diet. Diet's in the name, Nathan. It
that doesn't it's, mean
like, good
it's
for
healthy.
You.
that's just that. Okay, if for saying that sentence, you belong on the website.
Nathan, I don't know what you're talking about. Why would they put diet on it if it wasn't good for you?
They said there's no trans.
Next thing you're going to tell me is diet Sprite's not good either.
Next thing you're going to say is all the stuff that says zero trans fat isn't healthy.
Man, and next thing you're going to tell me is all of those protein bars that are filled with sugar aren't good for me either.
Totally not true. Eat all of those Gatorade bars. They're great.
All the Gatorade bars. Dude, those things are so filled with sugar that it's like, how can you not, how are people passing this off as not candy?
Oh, it's great. So I bought a box of them because it's like eight bucks
or something.
You didn't
shit right for a week.
So, pretty much. The whole thing, though, is like I'll have like two eggs for lunch, and then I'll have that. And it tastes like a fucking caramel candy bar because it is. How that yeah, says it's got 20 grams of protein, I don't know. Maybe some dude's, like, in the chocolate batter just busting a nut every minute just to mix in some protein. But that is a fucking candy bar.
Yeah, well, and they say, oh, it gives you energy for, like, yeah, it gives you energy for the game, and they only if you're a kid, because kids can still burn off sugar like it's a fuel source. Like, there's no way major league grown men in baseball, because they always associate with that, because I saw Bryce Harper on a commercial for them. He's not eating those mid-fucking game.
No, he's having HGH injected into him. Totally different. Yeah. Much healthier.
Probably smoking a cigar in the back.
While getting a shot.
That's what
his ass.
Men used to do.
Yeah, and they still do. Behind closed Got doors. It. Away from cameras. Away from
cameras.
A lot of people.
That's it. We're going to start making like male speakeasies that are just like nothing but cigar smoke and scotch, and it's like that's where you get a hideaway. And then like SJW police are going to start busting in like, we got to break up all this toxic masculinity.
Oh my God! I just checked,
and then
the
they
testosterone
proceed to get their ass
levels
kicked
are
by
off
all these
the
men
charts. Oh God! You see this? There's a testosterone level of over 13.5 in the Southwest quadrant. We must break
everybody.
It up.
I need you to jack off in this cup. I need to test your T levels.
You sir are just terrible.
You sir have not been taking your soy supplements.
Hmm. You know what? As a matter of fact, here, I brought you some soy. Don't worry, God. It's protein soy. You'll get perfectly healthy.
I want some bacon. Bacon is out of
You're
upsetting the vegan god!
If you keep going, you're just going to turn into a Nazi.
Just the next... Dude, that's what they are.
I mean, just like... How dare you!
Start turning into a banshee, and they're just like, and all of a sudden they sprout wings, and they're just like,
yeah, exactly. And quit listening to this shit music. Listen to my progressive alt rock.
There's no lyrics exactly. You make them up in your mind.
I mean, like those people. I don't know what happened. I think all of those people, the crazy ass SJWs.
I'll tell you what happened.
No. Hear me out. Hear me out. What happened is, and this is the way I like to think of them, as you have all of these adults that are having kids now that had hella amounts of just fucking crazy-ass drugs in their systems because they wanted to go take a ton of psychedelics, and instead, these kids were born without having to take any of them to experience the effects.
I don't think it's that. I think it's there's a lot of cultural things that have changed and not necessarily passing on the best traits and cultural traits.
You're right. They should just pass on.
Well, and then, goodbye. But like, I get what you're saying is like there's like a movement of like helicopter parents from those parents who grew up during the 70s and were part of all this like rebellious culture and stuff like that. I get what you're saying. But I don't think it's more like just the them taking drugs. I think it's just it's a lack of experience. And then I also just most of the people you see freaking out about this stuff are people who are still in college and don't understand that the real world is not.
Yo, bro, you trying to tell me I don't understand?
Yo, it's not here. Those dudes are the ones. It's the humanitarians. And
you guys, you really need to know something. Humanities. I just bought a Prius, and I am not harming the environment. My carbon footprint is almost nothing.
Yeah. Where do you plug that car in?
You know what? That doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? Where do you get the electricity from? Are you, like, pedaling a bike to charge it?
Well, if you must know, I have a 9-volt battery that plugs into a solar panel.
But the solar panel wouldn't generate enough energy. We live in Washington State. There's too much cloud coverage.
It's a secret, okay? Jesus.
You know what? Go fuck yourself, Stan.
Why don't you just fall into a fucking vat and die?
Man, that escalated quickly. I thought we were having a nice discussion.
Wow, I mean, I don't know what else to say.
You're such a bitch.
Hillary should have won.
Oh, God. I feel like we've already alienated a lot of people.
Everybody's left.
We didn't start the podcast, but we did.
Okay.
I don't know where I was trying to go with that joke, but I felt like saying it, and I did, and I feel good about it.
Oh, fuck. Rick and Morty.
I wasn't going to talk about that, but okay. What about it?
No, I was just going to talk about they fucking showed up in My Little Pony.
Oh, yeah, me and Jake talked about this. I thought we talked about this already on the podcast.
No.
Are you sure? I feel like we did. But if we didn't, yeah, they showed up, and now they're everywhere, and there's probably there's T-shirts and shit everywhere now.
Oh, of course, all the bronies got it.
I'm pretty sure, Justin Roiland knows one of the animators or somebody who works on that show is why they did it.
Gotcha. I can't wait.
Rick and Morty stuff is, shown up in, various different cartoons.
Oh, yeah. I was, perusing BB People Meet, and I saw Rick's photo, and I'm like, yeah, you seem like the kind of person that'd be here, too.
I saw obese version Rick.
Oh, for sure. He was riding obese version Morty.
You just saw Fat Morty from the one where they do the Stand By Me parody.
Yes.
I thought I was left-handed Morty.
That whole fucking thing is just great. I just love how they're getting out there and actually showing some other stuff since, season 4 has been fucked so far.
Yeah, it'll be back. It's just Adult Swim's trying to play hardball because they don't want to pay for what it's worth. That's it, man. That's what it is.
That's it.
Our top grossing show of all time, yeah, we shouldn't have to pay for that.
No, free 99.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck it.
Dude, but I wanted to talk to you about this. I went and saw Avengers Infinity War.
Jesus Christ, everybody's seen this fucking movie except me.
It was a last minute thing that I saw it the other day. And it was pretty good, other than the fact I had to sit front fucking row.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to feel like a fucking whore that just spent a hard night on her knees.
My buddy goes, I just bought tickets. I got two seats to Avengers. Want to go? I'm like, yeah, man, let's go. And I go, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? These are the tickets. Whoa, it's sold out. Well, why did we could have gone to a different theater.
Oh, God.
So it wasn't okay. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, like sitting that close. But I definitely want to go see it again. About 25 to 30 feet farther back.
Valid.
But it was pretty good. I was shocked to see how well it actually worked with that many characters. Like I'm sure a lot of people are. But at the same time, if you've followed along with the Marvel Universe, you know who all these people are. You've pretty much had a vested interest in this. And, you've put in the time to understand what's happening. If you're some dude who just goes, well, everybody's talking about these Avengers movies, I guess I should go check out this one, you were probably mad because you're like, I didn't know who any of those fucking people were.
Yeah.
And that's on you. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I didn't think I could empathize with a genocidal maniac that much, but I kind of did. At points, I was like, he's got to make some good points.
Expecting some good points. You know what? Now after all these conversations, I'd be like, yeah, that website needs to go.
With one click off, with one snap of my clicker, I'll erase it from existence. But it was good. I won't spoil anything for you because you'll definitely, there are some things that happen that are pretty big. You know how it ends because it's part one.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a continuation. So.
Yeah, but it's definitely ended a little different than how I thought it was going to. I don't know, after watching this, how the fuck they're going to write the second part. I don't know how they even remotely start it. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at on it. Like, they did such a good job of leaving it off on a cliffhanger that it'd be interesting to see how they do this.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they always say you want to go after a person that did terrible, not after a person that does fantastic.
Yeah. So, well, it I don't know, man. But yeah, you should definitely check it out as soon as possible. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to go see it this weekend, so.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go see it again this weekend, just because Jake will want to go see it, so we'll probably go out. And I got a Fandango card that's got a little extra cash on it.
Fandango! Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's all I got. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've enjoyed this, come visit our website. That is bbpeoplemeet.com.
God damn it, no. Don't correct
me. Head on over to punninggame.com.
You're going to create a bunch of fetish people now, because they're going to be like, I'm going to go check out what they're talking about, and then all of a sudden, they're going to be like, you ruined my life.
Oh, man. That was just, oh, God. They just
can't stop force-feeding my girlfriend now.
Fuck. Actually, guys, I just bought, like, a wider beer bong. It just fits a whole fucking burger down that thing. It's great.
I've been shotgunning double stacks for days.
Hey, man, I do a 12-pack of donuts in 1 minute.
Top that part, Drake.
Yeah, then I wash it down with some fucking strawberry milk. And yo, bro, I can see the direct results. My stomach's gained 16 inches.
I hope their whole website is just them trying to give each other better advice on how to get fatter.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're an anti-health site.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That being said, again, go to punninggame.com where you can check out all the fun material, such as this. We offer many support groups, and by the support groups that you want to see, you want to check out our Twitter handle at Twitter handle, and that's at Pun and Game. You also, while on the website, want to check out every Monday and Friday we have snap reviews. Every other Monday we have Not Worth the Time, and every single Friday we have Things About Stuff. It's cute. It's a cute little show. You probably should give it a listen. But the other thing, and the main thing, the numero uno reason you want to go to the website is to check out Tuesdays and Thursdays, which contain...
Which is Fun Pun Gaming, and I don't know if it's a main thing you want to come check out, but if you want something visually stimulating, you want to check out Fun Pun Gaming. That's where Nathan, Jake, and I all play a bunch of different video games, talk shit on it and each other. And you can find the latest episodes right on the homepage, or if you need every playthrough we've ever done with every episode in there, you can just go over to the Fun Pun Gaming tab. And then if you need it as soon as it's updated, head on over to YouTube.com, search Fun Pun Gaming, and hit subscribe.
Well, boys and girls, I tell you what, I dunked my chili dog down in 4 pounds of ice creams out of that vat, dunked that into a deep fryer, ate that, and boy, oh boy, let me tell you, it is the best thing ever, and that's why I went to bbpeoplemeat.com. I'm out.
bbpmeeple.com is actually all about the state fair.
Who is there?